Shalom to all. Today we're learning Yishalmi Yuma, Perek Vav, in the middle of Halacha Vav, and in the Ezra Rizwiz Davit on Mem Alpha Amar Aleph, a little past the halfway mark at the two dots with a quote, Reb Zrekon Amar Reb Zeira Shal, and the article Rizwiz Davit on Mem He Amar Aleph, right near the top. And today's Davit sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Sar Batsim Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So we had said in the Mishnah that the par in Sarvim Kippur, they are burned outside the Shalash Machanais, outside the base of Mikdash. So we're going to a number of questions. Reb Zrekon Amar, he says, Reb Zeira Shal, Reb Zeira asks as follows, Parman Sarvim Sirman Srafim, all Parim and Sirim HaNisrafim. This is not just the ones of Yom Kippur. These are all the ones that are supposed to be burned outside the Beis HaMikdash. That's a proper Avodah. Shenitma'u, that they became Tomei. Maushis Rukim Mitzvason. Are they supposed to be burned like regular or not? Maybe Tomei is different. We know that by regular Korbanos that become Pasul, they're burned inside the Beis HaMikdash, whereas these Korbanos, Parim and Sirim HaNisrafim, they're supposed to be burned outside the Beis HaMikdash. So the question is, them becoming Tomei, does that make them Pasul to the extent that they're not burned outside, rather they're burned in the Beis HaMikdash or no? And a clarification of this is Matsurichale, what's his question in regards to? If they became Tomei before Zrika, meaning they were Shechita, but Zrika's Adam didn't happen yet, and then they became Tomei. But if they became Tomei after Zrika's Adam, Karini Olav, I read the following pasuk about them. The pasuk says, B'maya Adai, in their proper time. What do we learn from here? Af b'Shabbos, this is done even on Shabbos, and B'maya Adai also tells us Af b'Toma, even in a state of Toma. So the whole question is, if they became Tomei before Zrika's Adam. Now, Rabbi Yesi, he adds on to this question, V'eida, this is referring to the Parahelm Dar Shal Tzibur, which is a special Parachatos that's brought by Bezin if they make a mistake in Psak. And here we have a girsa change. Shaloi kasav by b'mayadai. Don't say the word mayadai about it. You don't learn anything from here. Which means this paro eda, the question's relevant. Even if it became tame after zrikas adam, where do we burn it? Now Amar Ravmana, Ravmana just comments. Lemisman Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Kayom. Skip the next four words. Par Mashiach ve'eda. Why do Rabbi Yosi my Rabbi withhold and not ask about par Mashiach and eda? Because they're both the same thing. It's not just the paro eda shel tibur. This question is relevant regarding. It's also by the par kohen Mashiach, and we don't have an answer to this question. And give you some more questions about these parim and sirim hanisrafim. Mem alfo and beis on top. The proper gear says to skip the first two words. But amar lei. So the gemara tells us rabban bar chiya amar that rabbi Lazar shal. So here's question number one from rabbi Lazar. Parim and sirim hanisrafim. She yatsa roiv ha'ever hamashlam l'roiv. What's the din in this case? So he's talking about parim and sirim hanisrafim. As we had mentioned, according to the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, when they're brought outside of the azara, it's already then that the people are carrying them. They're called him kam tamei. So the question is, let's say the majority of aver, which is mashlam l'roiv, went out. So we have almost the majority of the animal was brought out, and the whole thing is contingent on one limb, one aver. The majority of that aver was brought out, but we need the entire aver to be out in order for it to be considered roiv. How do we look at the miut of that aver? And the answer is the milsa amr berube davar tali. Everything is tali on roiv. Now we further clarify pshita da milsa. The following thing is obvious: the yatsa rubai. If the majority of the animal was brought out, rachach yatsa roiv al aver amashlim l'roiv, and then the roiv of the aver, which is mashlim that roiv was brought out, that's obviously considered the majority of the animals brought out. The only thing that's necessary is yatsa aver aver if it was brought out limb by limb, so the majority of the animal is still not outside the azarav. Achar kein yatsa roiv aver mashlim l'roiv, and afterwards the majority of the aver, which is mashlim to the roiv, was brought out. What's the din over there? And we don't have an answer to the question. Now we have another question of Chir Brava Amar that Reb Lazar Shal. Parman sarfim sirim hanisrafim she yatsu, they were brought outside the azara v'chazru, and then they were brought back inside. What's the din? So here we clarify pshita dar chazira ein matam begadim. It's obvious that on the way back they're not matam begadim. The people who brought out the Piran Sire, their clothing are Tamei. If they were then exchanged for a new set of people, they then turned around and brought it back inside the Azara. So those people had brought it back inside the Azara, their clothing don't become Tamei because they're bringing it in the wrong direction. Leitzer Chadal is only necessary for the following. What about once they started leaving again, should their clothing become Tamei? Because on one hand, this Par was already outside the Azara. And so it could be that when the second group of people started taking it outside of the Azara again, since it was ready outside the Azara, their clothing automatically become Tamei, even though they're still in the Azara, or maybe not. Since they're still in the Azara, maybe they don't become Tamei. The Hasra Bar Baal asks on this, Vataninon. We have a Mishnah that tells us, Hayu seven oisai maitais, they would carry it on poles. When the people who were taking up the lead, carrying these Parim and Seirim, when they walked outside of the walls of the Azara, but the Achroinim, those who were in the back, still had not walked out of the wall of the Azara, Harishanim tam begadim, Achroinim enim tam begadim. Only the ones in front become Tamei, and the ones in back don't become Tamei. Adshi yatsu, until they actually leave. In the second group, those who are in the back, until they leave, then yatsu elu ve'elu mitam begadim. Once everyone leaves, then they're all mitam begadim. So we clearly see that as long as you're inside the azara, your clothing are not tamei. Some reviewed on Avad Ramatanya, reviewed on the father of Ramatanya, says that no, shanya he. This specific case is different. The pasuk says, v'haitzi achi yaitzi rishos kol hamaitzi. That's until everything is brought outside. So specifically with this pasuk, we see it has to do with the person himself. He has to have physical physically left the Azara in order to be Tamei Begadim. But that's referring to the initial bringing out of the Par from the Azara, everybody has to leave. But our question is regarding when the Par was already brought out of the Azara and then it was brought back inside. What about when it's on its way back outside? Maybe the people who are still inside, they're calling become Tamei, and we don't have an answer to this question either. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow with yet another question about these Parim and Sirim HaNisrafim. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.